When Nancy Shupu, violinist, came to Hawaii, she found her wellspring of inspiration, one that has brought her to the recording of her second solo CD, Rainbow Road. She's getting ready to perform it in our Atherton studio this weekend, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Chris.
You were telling me that although these are songs about Hawaii in some ways, that they're not specifically songs of place, maybe in the way that Ian's stuff we were talking about earlier was.
Not necessarily. It's true that I do get a lot of my inspiration just from the natural beauty mm-hmm. that's all around us here in Hawaii. I mean, who couldn't, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of my inspiration actually comes more from within myself, because I just, you know, it's that connection that I have with, I don't know, maybe the life force, whatever you want to call it, divine spirit. That is what really inspires me. And I feel like with my music, what I really want to do is bring a little bit of heaven to earth for people. I want to, that when they listen to my songs, I want them to be just so transported away from their normal everyday life and all this stuff, you know, that's going on, that they'll just be in some other place where they can remember, you know, what's really important in their life, you know, why they're here, and just reconnect with that something that is special to them.
It sounds as if at some point in your life, music did that to you.
Music's always done that for
See?
Me. Yes.
I mean, something has to put that in, right, for you
yes.
to be able to release it.
Yes, it's always been my connection. And I was very passionate about wanting to become a violinist from the time I was in high school, actually. It was when I decided I wanted to become a violinist. But my mom, she was dead set against this idea.
Uh-huh.
And I really, really had to fight for it. She didn't want me to go into the city and get lessons with a teacher. I knew I needed a really, you know, good teacher that mm-hmm. could help me prepare for conservatory auditions. And she was not going to let me go. And I had to wait till I was 16 and I could drive. And I put an ad in the newspaper to clean houses. And when I got the first call to clean a house, my mom, she came in the door that night after work, and she hadn't even taken off her coat yet. And I said, Mom, I said, I've got my driver's license. I've got a job. I can, you know, pay for my own lessons. I said, all I need you to do is sign this form.
Yeah.
And she did. She finally relented, and she signed the form, and I was able to go and get the lessons.
You can understand that kind of parental concern that
this can
be a path to heartbreak, right?
Yes, it was done with the best of intentions.
Sure.
She was trying to be a good parent, because it's just so difficult
yeah.
to make it in the world of professional classical music.
And success is confined to those who have a very deep well of passion, of artistry
exactly.
to draw upon.
Exactly.
Right?
And that's kind of what I needed to – it's really good for me, because I had to really fight for what I wanted.
Yeah.
And if I had not had to do that, that was what helped me – it helped me to build up the strength to have the endurance to make it for the long haul. I mean, hours of practicing every day.
You found out later on that strength was going to be – was essential to
exactly.
the path you took.
Exactly. I needed it, so it was perfect.
Yeah.
You know, my mom was doing her job in exactly the way she was supposed to be doing it.
So kids out there, if your parents are giving you a hard time either to practice or to not practice, they're doing it often for a pretty good reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Nancy, let's leave time for a little sample of we have a recording, a backup track of one of your tunes. Which tune is this?
This is Rainbow Road. It's
the title tune of my
new, I should say, Hoku-nominated CD.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Terrific. Well, let's... Thank you. was lovely, Nancy. Thank you. In the accompaniment left, you know, which is mostly arpeggios, long tones, it left a lot of room for the violin to come through, I felt.
Yeah.
That's really, really fitting.
Yeah, and Ian is the guitarist on the CD.
Yeah.
And if I may say, I had just a wonderful group of musicians I played with.
Sure.
Derek Nakamoto was on piano and arranged and produced, and Dean Taba on double bass.
Makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, my gosh. It's like having the dream team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because with a melody like that, and it's a lovely melody, but it has to, you can't have it crowded by the other instruments, right?
Right. Yeah, so that's why it's so important, the arrangement. I have to say, I didn't even start composing until just a few years ago. And the main reason why was because, being a violinist, I've always been dealing just with melody.
Yeah.
And I was not very comfortable on the piano, which is the only other instrument I played that had harmony. So it was really when I got more comfortable with harmony and playing the piano that enabled me to really expand and be able to do this.
Well, you have an exciting future ahead with this. Thanks so much for coming in, Nancy.
Thank you, Chris.
Violinist and singer-songwriter Nancy Shoup Wu is a graduate of the Yale School of Music, performs songs from a new CD, Rainbow Road, in HPR's Atherton studio Saturday, May 21st. She'll be joined by guitarist Zanuck Kapala-Lindsay and pianist Aaron Nelson.